Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, your host and founder of Fran Coach. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to helping people find the absolute best franchise to own. Our podcasts are designed to take a brief look at some of the most relevant topics and questions that we hear from our clients as they explore franchise ownership. We hope each of these will help you gain a little bit more understanding about franchise ownership to see if it might be a good fit for you. So what are we going to talk about today? Fear, and failure, right? Oh my gosh, what if I fail? What if I invest all this money in this franchise? It's so risky. They're all going to fail. Yeah, it's all out there. It's the big elephant in the room as we go through this process. What if it fails? Well, let's not ignore that. Let's look at it. Let's embrace that fear of failure and understand what it would take. So first off, as we go through our process with clients, before we ever narrow down and do the research to find the best couple franchises that could be a match, we're going to go into great lengths to build out what your ideal owner role would be. All the different things that go into that business, the sales, the marketing, the customer profile, the core values. What do you stand for? What do you want your business to be about? How do we build a team around you? Definitely talk about industry. Industry is really just a piece of the puzzle. It's not the driver like in the corporate world. And of course, the financial stuff. Investment, ramp up, return, funding options, scalability, all of that. So we're going to have a fantastic idea of what you want before we ever dig into this. And then once we start vetting the franchises, it is a 6 to 8 week process, incredibly thorough, in-depth. We're here step-by-step throughout that to help you really and truly vet those franchises to find the best one. Small point, franchises are awarded. So that means the franchisor is also vetting you. And you can be ready whenever you want, but until that franchise says, hey, we'd like to award you the franchise, it ain't happening. So this is very definitely a mutual situation. Also understand how franchisors make their money. It is not from the franchise fee. The vast majority of the franchise fee goes towards just operational expenses of finding a franchise owner, the training and all the kind of onboarding things that need to happen. Franchises make their money off of the royalties. So whatever that is, 5, 6, 8, 10%, somewhere in there usually is pretty normal depending on the business and the revenue it's going to produce. That's how they make their money. So it behooves a franchise to find the best fit because then the better you're doing as the owner, the happier you are, the happier the franchisor is as well. We want that win-win scenario, right? So when we think about what might cause somebody to fail, also understand that during the process, everything you're really going to hear from the franchisor is all of the things that they look for in an owner, what the owner's doing, all the kind of support structure, sales, marketing, staffing, whatever it might be, all the secret sauce behind the franchise. That's what they're going to talk about. You'll eventually talk to owners. They're going to talk about how they've made their business a success. It's all the positive. And one thing I always tell people to, when they get a little deeper into vetting the franchises, this is not the first question, but farther down the road is you're starting to feel good about it, but there's still that little twinge of fear. Is I want people to literally ask the franchisor, why would somebody as an owner fail in your franchise? And when you hear that answer, if they start really describing you, your skill set, your personality, those type of things, then, oh my gosh, we've answered the question. That brand was not right for you. But more times than not, and we do this later in the process, it helps understand and kind of alleviate the fear because you're going to hear that franchisor talking about basically the complete opposite of you, right? To where we almost, for lack of a better term, I want people to hear that answer from a franchise and go, well, duh, of course that person doing those things would fail. It really helps alleviate this, but still comes back to really there's five main reasons why a franchise owner may fail. We want to acknowledge starting a franchise can be scary, and it's definitely not for everyone. However, franchise ownership is not nearly as risky as many people think. In spite of the fact that you look at industry averages, franchising in general, after 5 years, there's still 90%+ of franchises that are still in business. Okay. So again, let me say that again. After 5 years, there's still 90%+ of franchises that are still in business. That's a pretty darn high rate. But there's still 10% that can fail. So five main reasons. And the first two are kind of crazy, really, when you think about it. The first one is laziness. It's not the franchisor's job to drive every customer to your business while you as the owner kick your feet up, sit on the couch, eat Cheetos all day long. You got to get off your ass and you've got to work. Even as a semi-absentee owner, if you're spending 10, 12 hours a week on your business, you still have to do it, right? Franchises are not looking for full-time owners who are working silly corporate hours, you know, 80, 90, 100 hours a week. You're going to work normal hard, right? 40, 50 hours a week building your business up. If you're lazy and you're not driven, you're not motivated, if you need somebody to micromanage you, this ain't for you, okay? That's number one. Number two is not following the plan. I have a whole podcast on the most important thing a franchise owner looks for. It is the ability and willingness to follow a plan. This reason actually may actually be dumber than being lazy to fail, right? If you're going to be lazy and you fail, that's on you. If you're not going to follow the plan, now you're actually putting forth effort, but in all the wrong ways. You've just invested in a franchise and then basically snubbed your nose at him and you're like, nah, I got it. Well, no, you don't. Okay. Those two things, those are all on you. Two, they're sometimes out of our control a little bit. Third big thing, relationship issues. After 5 years in business, over 90% of franchises are still open. After 5 years of marriage, less than that of the couples are still married. So not to be Debbie Downer on relationships, but there are times relationship issues and a breakup can cause the separation of a business. Doesn't mean it's all bad, right? You still have a no different than having a house in that situation. You have a tangible asset that you can sell or split up, but it can cause some issues and really why an owner doesn't have the success levels they want. Number four is health issues. And this is the most unfortunate of the reasons. We've had a couple clients over the years, and in fact, one unfortunately passed away. And there are times where those serious health issues of the owner or the family can hinder the success. But again, one of the benefits of being a business owner in this unfortunate time is that there is a tangible asset that can be sold or passed on to a family member if times really get tough. Again, you can't do that from a corporate position, right? So those four things. And again, laziness, not following the plan, that's all on you, brother. I can't help you, right? Relationship issues, trust me, I can't help you there either, but they do pop up. Health issues, again, just unfortunate. But those third and fourth, relationship and health, you still have a business that you can sell. And really, you still do in laziness and not following the plan. The last one thing, and again, this goes back to our question we talked to franchise owners about. If it's the wrong fit, choosing the wrong franchise is a legitimate fear, especially for first-time owners. This is where, again, FranCoach, our help can come into play. Knowing what questions to ask, how to properly conduct the search, being able to know what to look for, all of those things. So again, formulating the ideal business model and owner role for someone that we're going to go through at the beginning, using our resources to find the best couple of franchises that could be a fit, and then going step by step by step by step through the process. Knowing what questions to ask, the tough ones, the ones people can't maybe don't think of, the ones that face the fear, right? Let's not ignore the elephant in the corner of the room. Let's deepen that process. Let's talk to the franchisor. Let's talk to an owner or two of that brand and go, all right, seriously, dude, what would cause somebody to fail? This is all sounding really good, but that kind of scares me. It's the old, what's the catch? The catch is if the right fit. The catch is, are you going to put forth the effort? The catch is, are you going to follow the plan? But ask the question, because it's great to hear that answer, because it can be very, very reassuring that we're on the right track. So could you fail? Yep, sure could. But with franchise ownership, you have to try really hard. And even going back to those first two things, if you're going to sit on the couch and eat Cheetos all day, if you're not going to follow the plan, though you're not going to be micromanaged by a franchisor, don't think that somebody with that franchise isn't going to show up on your doorstep and go, all right, what's going on? How do we fix this? How do we get you off the couch? How do we get you putting the effort in the right areas? Where do we need the help and the support? Following the plan, maybe a little harsher conversation, right? Why did you buy into this if you're not going to do what you need to do? So again, part of that franchise is that support. When there is a little bit of a struggle, it is a little bit of a fail. It's always kind of the follow-up question to why would somebody fail is, and again, this is the other part of our assistance. We're kind of giving this away a little bit, but I want owners that are still kind of having a little fear is also ask that question. Well, if I do struggle, right, what are you as a franchisor going to do to help me? And I promise you, it will be a long answer because it's going to be a long list of things that they're there to help you with. So could you fail? Yep. But those are the reasons. It's not easy to do when you find the right fit. You're going to put forth the effort. You're going to follow the plan. All those things are there. So we hope that helps you understand, maybe eliminate a little bit of that fear of even taking a look at it. And again, that's our whole process, is helping you, number one, get educated enough to know if franchise ownership is even the right path. If you wonder, if you're curious, if it might be, let's talk. We can help. There's never, ever any fee for our service. Reach out to us online, francoach.net. Again, francoach.net. Hit the little contact button or reach out to us. Our number's there as well. We're here to help. Follow us on social media. You can always find us there for more great information. We hope this helped you. We'd love to talk to you if you have any curiosity about this. Reach out today. Take that first step towards creating your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Have a fantastic day, and we look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks.